Revelation 19. Amen. Revelation 19. I want to remind the Lord, just give you some thoughts this morning. And several have sent word to us through different means about last Sunday morning. The message, you've heard it referenced several times this morning. That we preach from Revelation 19 through 20. I guess preach through the end of the book. Amen. And we had several ask you, say, preacher, would you, we know you got more, and you know I always got more, and we never tell it all, but preacher, could you get back in that? Could you say some more about that? And I'm cautious about that, because I don't, regardless of what some have said, nobody tells me what to say or preach up here. Amen, behind God's pulpit. This is God's time. And when I get up here, I try to make sure I know the mind of God. This ain't a place to do my own thing or do your thing. This is God's sacred desk, and we want God's message to go out. And that being said, we have prayed. And I didn't think we would, but I feel like the Lord let us say a few things this morning. And boy, we had a wondrous time last Sunday morning. I still ain't recovered. I hope I never recover from last Sunday morning and what God did in my heart. Amen. We are on the winning side, and we do have the victory. And the Bible even takes it further than that, if you really want to get honest about it. The Apostle Paul said that we are more than conquerors. Amen. We are super conquerors. We are in Christ. We have abounded to so much victory. And I know when you look at the average Christian, and when we even evaluate, amen, our own personal lives, we would have to say, I'm not living in the victory that this book says I ought to be living in. And yet we are on the winning side, and we are going to come out victors in the end. Amen, no doubt about it, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we're going to have in reality in days to come is something that we can have today. Amen. Amen. You say, well, I bet that woman up there shouting in the choir, I bet everything's real good in her life. She ain't got no troubles, no burdens, nothing to pray about. And I can promise you that ain't so. And this crowd's been lifting their hand today and excited. And this crowd was up here singing. It ain't that they don't have burdens. Amen. I know where some of them's been even this week, and the tears that they've cried and the heartaches they've experienced. They ain't up here singing because everything feels good. Amen. But they're up here singing because they understand the victory that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, you get ready to preach, and I hope God will plug me in. Let me preach like a wild man. You say you preach, that must mean you ain't got any burdens and any troubles, and everything is blue sky, sunshine, rainbows, and the birds are singing, and the flowers are blooming all through your life. Amen. I wish it was so, but it ain't. Amen. I got heartaches and breaks just like you do. Amen. I got youngins act up just like your youngins act up. And I've got my own set of issues that I'm trying to deal with, but I ain't up here because everything's good. I'm up here because Jesus is good. I'm up here because of the victory that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to read all the verses we read last week. We probably should. That was probably the best part of the whole service last week, is just reading the Scripture. And we're going to do more of that this year. Just take big, large chunks of the Word of God and publicly read them. You say, I don't like that. Amen. Amen. We're going to preach it, but we're going to just get back, amen, to the Word of God. Stand with me. Stretch your legs a minute. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to get you out by 12. All right? That good? That's 43 and a half minutes from now. Amen. If I can make it that long. Y'all pray for me that God would touch me. He knows what I need this morning, what we're dealing with. But Revelation 19, verse number 1. You glad you saved? Say amen. Amen. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders of the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his saints, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Now if we'd read down through the end of chapter 19, we find the Lord coming back with those of us, his saints, and what a day of victory that's going to be. Revelation chapter 20, you'll find, the millennial kingdom is set up. Christ will rule and reign for 1,000 years upon the earth. And the devil, the old adversary, the old deceiver, Lucifer, and Satan shall be cast in the bottomless pit. And there he'll be in chains for 1,000 years. He won't divide and divorce one marriage. He won't lead astray one child. He won't, in the millennial kingdom, my friend, be able to destroy somebody's life with booze and with alcohol and with dope. He won't lead anyone into immorality. And for 1,000 years, our great adversary will be bound. Jesus will rule and reign. And what a time that's going to be on the earth. At the end of it, we'll find that there'll be a great white throne judgment of the sinners, and they will receive their reward for having rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And there whosoever, verse 15, was not found written in the book of life, was cast in the lake of fire. Now the verses I want to focus in on this morning's chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Amen. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Don't miss it now, behold, set your eyes on this. Get your attention on this. Behold, I make all things new. Amen. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Ain't you glad it's free?
Yep.
Amen. You can be seated this morning. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I do come in prayer, Lord, understanding that in myself dwelleth no good thing. Lord, if I got what I deserve today, I'd truly be in hell already. Lord, I owe everything I am to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the day that he left the portals of glory, Lord, to walk among us, and Lord, to come and to bleed and to die, Lord, at Calvary's Hill and lay down His life, Lord, and to shed His blood to be, Lord, the ransom and redemption for our soul. Lord, thank You for the empty tomb and the glorious truth of the resurrection that Jesus lives. And because He lives, Lord, He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Thank You, Lord, today for, Lord, the good gospel message that was preached, Lord, to us one day, telling us there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain, and they can only come by the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank You, Lord, for that glorious day You came by. Lord, our way, in a very personal way, as Mike just testified, how You broke the hardness of our heart and dropped the scales off of our eyes and let us see that Jesus is the better way and that Jesus is the only way to the Father's house. Lord, I bless You today, that day You gloriously saved me and let me be born in the family of God. I bless You for that. I praise You for it. Lord, now we've read this text and, Lord, we're going to try it, Lord, to go back to this thought and, Lord, to magnify some things today, Lord, to the saints of God and, Lord, even the sinners alike. I pray that You'd deal with men and women and boys and girls where they are. Lord, we're not here to be, Lord, condescending. Lord, we remember where we were. Lord, when we was lost, when we sent where some sent today. And Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, You do for them what You did for us. And Lord, what You, Lord, even through the Word of God are still offering to others. Fill us with power. Fill us with unction. Oh, God, use us to be the voice of God today. And everything You do for sinner and saint, Lord, small and great, Lord, seen or unseen, all the glory, Lord, I have to go to You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. All right, we're in these last four chapters of the Word of God. And they begin in Revelation 19:1 with John saying, "And after these things I heard." After these things, John is going to say later on, "I saw." And so chapter number 19 through 22, the end of the Word of God. Amen. All the way to the time where John is going to prophesy when we enter into the realm known as eternity. My friend, when time as we know it shall cease to be and shall be no more. When, amen, that time when the saints of God, the redeemed of all the ages, gather round the Lamb that sits on the throne, and there, amen, throughout all eternity, it'll be one grand and glorious, amen, long blessed day, amen, beholding the Lord upon the throne and serving Him and worshiping Him and enjoying the light of His glory and the power of His presence throughout all eternity. We're not there yet, and I want to try to get us there. Amen. Not in reality, but in preaching. Amen. I ain't killing nobody. Amen. This morning. But, amen. John said after these things. Amen. After that of human history. After that of mankind having abused God's creation. After that, my friend, where we are, especially in this very moment of time, of 6,000 years of human creation and human history, amen, under the curse of Almighty God that Adam plunged us all into by reason of his own personal rebellion and disobedience to God. Many, that is, all of us are made unrighteous. And after all these things, after man had gone far astray from God, after that man had run as far as man could possibly go, after that, my friend, this world and all its system, after that the gospel has been preached it, and the Lord has called and saved it, after that, my friend, the time that is to come, in regard to the time frame we're in right now in prophecy, that time of the great tribulation, amen, John would say, after these things, after that the vengeance of God is poured out upon sinful men, after that those that are not saved right now today, and should the trumpet of God sound, the redeemed of God would be raised
to forever be with the Lord. Those that are not saved will be left behind in the tribulation time. And there, and during those 7 years, they'll experience, amen, you think 2020 was bad? Amen, that you ain't seen nothing yet. I ain't got time to preach a 7 year tribulation period. But after, my friend, God has judged them. And at the end of it, men will raise their fist again in defiance against the holy God. They will curse His name. They will blaspheme Him. My friend, they will blame Him for what they have received and indict Him with being unfair and being unjust and being ungracious and being unmerciful. But nothing can be further from the truth. And my friend, there after these things, amen, after sinners have had a chance, amen, after, as we said last week, after the battles between good and evil and right and wrong and saints in the world, the light and the darkness, after all the battles have been fought, amen, in regard to the saints of God upon this earth, having made our stand against sin, having preached the glorious gospel that Jesus alone can save. After these things, John said, amen, he began to behold a different scene. And Revelation 19, 20, 21, and 22, amen, we boiled it down to two words on last week. If we could summarize everything, it is a message to the redeemed of God that we win. Amen. We lose battles every now and then. Amen. Sometimes it seems that we fail under the burdens that we carry in this life as we try to make our stand for God and live a faithful life. Amen. As we try to do right and abstain from wrong and sin. As my friend, we go about preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, trying to rescue the perishing and to care for the dying, and along the way saving some. My friend, we find it, amen, that at times we feel like we're losing. At times we feel like it's greater than we can bear. And I'm glad the King James Bible, the Word of God, amen, ends reminding you and me, amen, when all these things are past, amen, after all these things that we know today, amen, when the battle is over, amen, when the burdens are laid down, and praise God, we'll be with the Lord, amen, forever and forever. And this world, that as we know it, shall never be our home, and thank God we win. It may not look like in the news media may be, amen, screaming about it. And my friend, the devil may be whispering about it. And my friend, we're saved and somehow we've lost and we're on the losing side. My friend, the last four chapters have not been lived yet. And the last four chapters, my friend, have not become reality yet. Brother Larry, I'm glad when we get there, amen, and you find the end, we know that the children of God shall be the winners. Amen, we win. Amen, the blood-bought are the winners, Seth. Amen, those that in this life along the way, amen, heed the gospel call in the Spirit, the Spirit speaking to their heart, those that acknowledge that they are sinners and bow upon their knee and repent of their sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I say to you today, we win. Amen. We win. In the end, we win. Amen. Those that, my friend, are living a life of wrath, and those that, my friend, are labeled the Bible thumping, sin hating, devil chasing, and Jesus loving household of faith. Amen. We win. We are the winners, Seth. The liberals ain't gonna win. Amen. Listen, the drunkards are not going to win. The pill heads are not going to win. My friend, those who are the unbelievers, they're not going to win. In the end, we win. Amen. We who have repented of their sin, bowed our will to God's, and believed on Jesus Christ, the message is this. Amen, we win. We win. Thank God we win. Amen, and we're going to win not because, amen, we fought so valiantly. And we're not going to win because, amen, we were so faithful. And we were so mighty and strong. But, amen, those who are in Christ. Amen, those whom have friend who cast all their faith, all their hope, all their joy, and all their peace in Him. Amen, we win. Amen, we the blood washed, born again, saved by grace. We win. Amen, we the off-scouring and hated of the world. We who are mocked as the old fuddy-duddies of religion. My friend, we are the winners in the end. Amen, we the bread of Christ made precious in the sight of Almighty God. Amen, by the power of the gospel and the blood of Jesus. Amen, we win in the end. And so we win. We win, thank God. Amen, after these things, you say, preacher, it doesn't look like we're going to win, and it don't feel like we're going to win, and it doesn't sound like we're going to win. Buddy, I'm telling you, it don't matter what it sounds like, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, and it really don't matter what it feels like. Amen, we win. Amen, the world said, don't look like you're the winner. Said, I seem like you're getting smaller all the time. It seems like the numbers are dwindling. It seems like there's more leaving and you're losing more ground than you gain it. And I can't help what it looks like. And I can't help what it feels like. And I can't help what it sounds like. All I know is I believe the Bible. And in the last four chapters of the Word of God, a God that gave it to us said that these things are faithful and these things are true. And so if they're faithful and true, amen, I need not walk by sight, and I need not my friend gauge how this thing's going to end on what I'm hearing. And my friend, I need not, amen, evaluate my victory based on how I feel. Amen, in the end, we win. Amen. I need God to help me here. I want to preach this so bad. Amen. We win. We win. Amen. And if you're here today and you're not saved, amen, you say, preacher, I'm winning. I'm winning in the game of life. I'm winning in the sin I'm living in. Preacher, my life is so good and I found so much pleasure. Oh, you better enjoy all you can then. If you ain't got any intention of getting saved, if you don't have any intention of getting right with God, if you don't have any intention of repenting of your sin and letting the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, change you and make you different. And my friend, my advice to you is this. You better win every day of this world you can. You better enjoy all the dope you smoke. And you better enjoy all the booze you drink. And you better enjoy all the sin you faith. Amen, you better win every day you get a chance. Cause in the end, you're the loser. In the end, you're burning in a lake of fire. In the end, you're abandoned from God in His grace. Amen. But I'm glad today. Amen. I'd rather be looking like and feeling like and sounding like I'm losing today. And in the end be the winner. And in the end be with God. And in the end be in glory. And in the end know something about the grace of God. And come out saying, amen, singing, we win. We win. We win. Amen. We win. We win. And after these things, when we win, amen, we seen last week, we bogged out, amen, preaching about after these things, the Lord will reign. In Revelation 19, there's four hallelujahs. and are giving all centered around the omnipotence of our God. And we know today the Lord is in charge. Amen. And He is Lord today. Amen. And the crowd saying hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. That is those that, amen, have bowed their knee and been gloriously saved death. Amen. They didn't make Jesus Lord. Amen. But somewhere back yonder when they got saved, amen, they bowed their knee and said, and He's the Lamb, and He's the Lord, He's the Savior. And that friend, they will say, amen, after these things, Seth, we win because the Lord will reign. I won't re-preach all that. We had a time last Sunday on that. And then we seen and we made a short statement about it. I don't have time to deal with it. Amen, but we win. And after these things, when we win, the Lord will return. That's Revelation 19, 11 through 21. And the Lord comes back wearing many crowns upon His head. He'll have written upon His thigh, King of kings and Lord of lords. A rod of iron will be in his head. He'll be riding a white horse coming back. Amen, with a name upon Himself that no man knows save He Himself. And that friend, when He comes back, He'll slay, amen, this world in the valley of the battle of Armageddon. And there, my friend, the blood will flow to the horse's bridle. And my friend, the saints of God will be coming back, amen, behind Him riding on our own horses, Seth. And my friend, when we return, praise God, to this world, the world that smacked us around, and the world that said we were the losers, and the world that said we was wasting our time, and the world that said and accused us of believing in fables and in stories of old. My friend, we'll gladly trade places with you and they. Amen. Because when the Lord returns to this earth, there'll be no doubt about it that we win in the end. The Lord will reign and the Lord will return and then the Lord will restrain. Amen. And we found there, as we testified a moment ago, up there where the Lord will bind the devil. Amen. For 1,000 years, what a grand and glorious time that's going to be. Amen. He will be loose for a season at the end of 1,000 years. Praise God, His final blow is going to come. And my friend, he'll be bound, and thrown in the lake of fire, which burned with fire and brimstone, John said. And there the devil, my friend, they said, he ain't going to run throughout all eternity, throughout the lake of fire, torturing people. No, the Bible said He Himself will be tormented day and night, forever and forever. And so our great adversary, he is a defeated foe. His head was bruised at Calvary, and he himself shall be restrained. Amen. They ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Ain't nothing the devil can do. Amen. To keep that from happening, this is faithful, and this is true, and it's going to happen. Amen. And the Lord will restrain. Amen. That one who is the seedbed of all rebellion and all evil and all sin and all heartbreak. And thank God, what a day that's going to be. Amen. The old devil then whispered along the way, you're going to lose, you're going to lose. That old devil then tried to beat our brains out of our head. That devil then discouraged us along the way. That devil then led to us and deceived us. Amen. At different points of our life. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, on that glorious day when the Lord, amen, restrains Him, all the redeemed of God will lift their hands, Seth, and they'll say, we win, we win. Amen. You have a restraining not only of Satan, but of sinners. Some here today, I really hope not. Some today may, amen, have walked into this place and, And I really pray it's not. Amen. Some of the best people I know are sitting in this building today. And I mean, some of the most compassionate, amen, loving people you'll ever find in Cobb County, you'll find them sitting here. But some may have walked in today, and you may think these people have lost their mind, and you may be ridiculing us and cursing us in your heart. Buddy, I'm telling you, the day's going to come. If you don't get born again and saved by the grace of God and put your faith in the gospel of the Lord Jesus, and He bled and died and was buried and rose again for your sins, and if you don't repent of your sin, and my friend, one day you'll stand before Him as your judge, and my friend, you'll hear these words, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you." And buddy, I'm telling you, on that glorious day, amen, all the blood bought together around the great white throne, amen, when the last soul has been bound and cast into that awful fiery place of eternal judgment, and we'll have to lift our hands to the Lamb of God who bought us and loved us enough, amen, to save us, and we'll have to say, "And in Christ we win." So the Lord will reign, the Lord will return, and the Lord will restrain. And there's a lot we could preach on all that. Amen. But let me say this morning, give you about, amen, another 16, 17 minutes of preaching. Amen. On this thought, amen, after these things, the Lord will renew. When He does, we win. Amen. I don't know about you, but and being a saved man, living a Christian life, amen, I can testify because I've been on both sides. I was a sinner. I ain't always been saved. I want you to listen today. I can testify, amen, that the Christian life is far, far better than the sinner's life. Amen. It's a better life to live. It doesn't make us better. It just is a life of more peace, and there's more joy, and there's more life, and there's more. There's just more to it that and the human eye can see, and having lived on both sides of the track, so to speak, in this world. Amen. The Christian life is better, but in the Christian life, there's a lot of burdens. In this world, Jesus said, "Ye shall, amen, suffer persecution," and you're going to encounter tribulation along this way in this world that we live. But when John begins to pin down the revelation, he's received after these things, and I'm going toward the end. Amen. John said, when I began to look around and see what God wanted me to say and what God wanted His people to know. Amen. Here is what He said. Look with me in verse number 5. "And He that sat upon the throne said." Now let me ask you, who's sitting on the throne? Well, I can promise you it ain't Buddha. I can guarantee that. And I can guarantee you it ain't Allah. And I can guarantee you it ain't one of the 100,000 gods that men bow down and have made images of. Amen. To bow down, my friend, in these days in which we live. Amen. You'll find in Revelation in chapter number 4 that John said, amen, "I heard a voice as it were a trumpet saying unto me, come up hither." And when he got there, he said, "I saw a throne and one sat upon the throne." Amen. When you come into chapter number 5, amen, you'll find it's the Lamb of God that's on the throne. And the Lamb of God is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so the one that sat on the throne says to John, amen, "Behold, I make all things new." What a statement. That in the end, in the midst of all these closing chapters, that God would tell John, you write this down. And John, you make sure that you take this in. And John, make sure you carry it back to my people. I know that they have been saved out of the world, but they're still in the world. And I pray that they not be taken out of the world, but that God would keep them from the evil that is in it. And you tell them that I know they're trying to live for God. And you tell them I know the stand that they have made. And I know the righteous way that they try to honor me by living. But John, I know the troubles they encounter. And John, I know the world in which they're living has been a hard, hard place. Amen. But John, you tell them that when the end comes, Seth, amen, I'm going to sit down on that throne. And John, you tell them there is a day they're going to behold death, and I make all things new. Oh, and we'll sing for about 100,000 years. We win, we win, we win. Behold, I make all things, what's the word I want to focus in on for a minute? New. I make all things new. And now I don't know about you, but and I understand we're living in a day, amen, where, amen, some of what they used to make that's old, they make better in these days that, amen, are new. And there's some old things that are priceless. Amen. But listen, if we could think about it in these terms for a moment, amen, there's just something about, amen. Now whether it's brand new or not, just something new to you. Amen. You get excited when you get a new car. You get excited when you get a new house. You get excited when you get something new and I don't want to be too carnal, but amen, I guess knows that I love to fish and the Lord give me a boat, and I mean, amen, it wasn't some rusted out John boat either. I mean, He gave me a boat. And with the boat, He gave me grafts and trolling motors and amen, and I mean, God's spoiled me. Y'all ought to be shouting right there. That's shouting ground. And, amen, some of them things I got on my boat, they're old. Amen. Lord's let me, amen, let me here recently get some new things and put on there. We call them upgrades, Gerald, upgrades. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You get an upgrade on something. And the upgrade is better than what you've had. Or at least you hope it is in this world. Amen. Amen. And you want some upgrades. And when you get some upgrades, amen, maybe you go, Brother Tim, for a truck. When you got it, was nice, and then a tree fell on it, and you get to go get another truck, and you get that new truck. And, I mean, it's got more bells and whistles on it than the other one you had. We call that upgrades. Are anybody in here tonight? Upgrades. This word new, listen to this. It literally means freshness. Something fresh. Amen. The idea behind the word new and the meaning of freshness is, when the Lord said, behold, I make all things new, that is without impairment of time or use. In other words, I'm going to take all things as you've known it. I'm going to make an upgrade. And what I'm going to give to you when I renew things, it is going to be fresh. It ain't going to be stale. It ain't going to be old. Amen. It ain't going to be like Sambo's truck. And when you climb up in it, it smells like a coon got in there and died last night. something fresh, something upgraded, something that has not been wore out. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with shopping at the Goodwill. We go down there and we find some real good deals and treasures sometimes. Amen. But when God gets ready, amen, to give you an heir, what's going to be heirs here in days to come, amen, He ain't going to go down the Goodwill. Amen. When He gets ready to bring us in, oh no, it's going to be made brand new. It's going to be something, amen, that's not been used and abused by mankind. Amen. Listen, we're headed, amen, to a home that, amen, is going to be renewed. And when it is, we'll say we win. Amen. Let me give you three things that jotted down in 9 minutes. That's 3 minutes a point. Somebody say amen. Number one, when the Lord renews. Amen. Number one, I wrote it down from verse number one, there'll be a deliverance from burden. He said, John said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Somebody say amen right there. Amen, this crowd of religion running around. Amen, saying, are you going to inherit the earth? You're going to inherit the earth. I ain't looking to inherit this earth, I can tell you that. Amen, it's got hospitals and funeral homes. Amen, it's got places of ill repute and sin and idolatry in it. Amen, why in the world would you want to inherit this? Amen, God said, amen, I'm going to give you a new heaven and a new earth. John said, when I got looking around there, he said, there's a lot there to take in. He's going to tell us about what's there. But the first thing that caught his eye was that in that place there was no more sea. Sea speaks of trouble and turbulence. It speaks, my friend, of where the storm fronts are originated from. And we understand that storms in the Word of God speak of the burdens and the troubles and the turmoils that we endure. Amen, child of God, can I remind you today that we win. And when we win, the Lord will renew. And you're headed to a land in which, amen, there is no more burden to bear. Amen, what a day that's going to be. And we lay down our burden. And one old songwriter said, amen, we'll lay down our cross and trade it for a crown. Hey, I'm glad today I'm on the winning side. I'm headed to a place and there'll be absolute deliverance from every burden. Deliverance from burdens. From our burdens, what a day had it be when the Lord lifts the burden for the last time. Amen. No more burdens to bear. Amen. I've watched some of you walk in lately. Amen. You look like you got the weight of the world on your back. I've watched some of you children of God. Amen. Walk in and you look like, amen, you're dragging your tracks out behind you. I'm not mocking you. I've been there. Amen. I've been there. And if I'm being honest, Seth, in the last 12 months, last 10 months, amen, I'm telling you, I've hit some spells where if I'm being honest, Gerald, I've come as close to quitting as I have ever come before, and causing the weight of the burden, amen, and the betrayals and the lies and the weights that we bear that add our turbulence to our life. Amen. I'm not mocking you today. Amen. But what I'm saying is we ought to, amen, take some hope in this day. Amen. That we are promised that we win. Don't quit now. Amen. Don't lay down the cross now. Amen. We're not home yet. And Brother Tim, thank God. And we get there, the Lord will renew and there'll be a deliverance from our burdens. Our burdens. Amen. I'd love to preach there. That ain't what I want to preach. How'd I do there? Oh Lord, I took an extra minute on that one. Let me give you number two. Amen. Watch this. Amen. When the Lord renews, we win. Amen. Through a deliverance from our burdens. And then there'll be a dwelling with our God. Verse number 2 and 3. Amen. He talks about seeing the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. So much we could preach here. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them. Hallelujah. And they shall be His people, and God Himself. Amen. He ain't going to send another. He ain't going to let Moses do His work in that day. He won't send Father Abraham to do what He Himself has been desirous to do all these years. It won't be David, Daniel. It won't be Peter, James, or John, or the Apostle Paul. It won't be D.L. Moody or Charles Spurgeon. Amen. It won't be Doc Wells or Brother Ledbetter. Oh no, in that day, God Himself. Amen. I feel like preaching right there. Amen. Ain't you glad for the day that God Himself is going to dwell among us? Amen. God Himself. Amen. He ain't going to send another. Amen. I'm going to go over 12. Y'all already knew that. Amen. But when them angels said, amen, and them men standing there, they said, you men of Galilee, I stand you here gazing up in the glory. And this same Jesus. Amen. Oh, He ain't going to send another. Thank God He ain't sending some hero of the faith. He's coming Himself. And when He comes again, amen, Paul said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. And when we come to the end, we will. And we will be with our God forever. Yeah. Dwelling with our God. So I don't understand why you're getting so worked up. Well, you just don't know. Now He's on the inside of me spiritually right now. And I'm on the inside of Him spiritually right now. But there's this thing that Paul said, Jerry, where he said, we see now as through a glass darkly. He said, but when we win now, when we win, it's going to be face to face. Moses said in the Old Testament, let me see your face. God said you couldn't stand it in your old cursed body. You couldn't stand it, Moses. No man's been able to see my face and live. And I'm telling you, we're headed to a land. Amen. And when the children of God stand on heaven's fair banks, thank God, and all things are made new, and the new heaven and the new earth, praise God, are our inheritance, we receive. And God will dwell with our God. Amen. His tabernacle will be right among us, and that friend will gather round His throne and look upon Him face to face. Woo! Hallelujah. We win. So the world said, y'all got a God you can't even see. Yet, I said, yet. But Mike, we can't see Him yet. Oh, we've seen Him by faith, and that's just as good. Miss Mary, I'm telling you, we ain't seen Him yet. Thank God, one of these days, every eye shall see Him as He is. And we're going to shout hallelujah on heaven's door. We win. Hey man, you can have all the sin. You can have all this junk. Thank God I'm heading to a better land. And we win. Glory to God. I'm about to explode up here. Hallelujah. If I blow up, just know He went on. There'll be little bits of Jeff all over these walls. We win. Now, once you get this last one now, and I'll be done. Yeah, he's a Savior. Amen. We win now. There's going to be a deliverance from our trouble. It's going to be a dwelling with our God. Are y'all ready for this? There's going to be a drying of our tears. I hate crying. Amen. Some people cry all the time. I hate it. I hate it. Oh, and I ain't promoting him by no means. And amen. Anyway, I won't even get into that. One Southern gospel songwriter said, "Sometimes I cry." And that's true. Sometimes we cry.
Amen.
Amen. But I don't like crying. Buddy, the older I get, Brother Larry, the more I cry.
Yes, sir.
I hate it. Most of my tears ain't even really about me. Watching people you love suffer, watching people you love hurt. Watching people that you love go through times where they're crying. The world looks at us in all our tears. They say, "What a bunch of losers." I've been trying to stay up there and I've done good for 11 months. And I got out of here, I got out of my cage last Sunday and now I'm feeling the freedom. The world said, "Look at that old preacher up there crying. Look at Gerald Taylor crying." Whew. The day's coming. John said, "When the Lord renews this thing, He's going to wipe away all tears." Come here, Julie. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. He's going to take us in His arms as His children and say, "Tell me about all of it." Boy, we just going to cry and say, "Lord, I didn't understand. Lord, it hurts so bad down there." The Lord's going to say, "It's all right. It's all right, child. We're not going to cry." Woo! Hallelujah. Anymore. God Himself. God Himself. Gonna wipe away the tears. Our eyes. We as parents know what it is to see our children hurt. Scoop them up in our arms and tell them it's gonna be all right. You don't need to cry anymore. It's okay. My friend, we're headed to a land where God Himself yes. shall wipe away the tears from our eyes.
Yes, sir.
You imagine what it's going to be like to sit in the lap of a heavenly Father. Him say, "Tell me all about it."
Amen.
Most of my crying I do, Sister Christine, is when I'm all by myself. If I go crying, and y'all have seen me cry preaching sometimes, I know it's after 12. I'll get done. I was done. Y'all could have left 4 minutes ago, but you stayed. So long as you stay, I'm going to stay. If I go crying, preaching, or crying in front of somebody, I mean, I am tore up. Amen. God sees them tears that fall. In fact, God takes such notice of tears. Psalmist David said, "You collect my tears and you put them in a bottle."
And if God's going to dry all tears, could it be God's going to take them bottles? Some of us are going to have big bottles of tears. There, when God renews, God pulls all them things out. Dries all them tears. You ain't, listen, he said there's not going to be any death. Death causes people to cry. He said neither sorrow nor crying. That crying means things that hit you out of nowhere. He said neither shall there be any more pain. No grief, no pain, no sorrow, no suffering. For the former things are passed away. He's not just going to dry the tears. When He renews, there'll be nothing in that new heaven and new earth that'll cause a tear. Come up out of your heart and leak out your eyeballs and run down your cheek. Nothing. You know what the saints of God will say one by one when God reaches over there. Wipes them tears away, sets us back down, and He says, now go enter into the joys of eternal life. We'll walk away from the throne saying, we win, we win, we win.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Verse 6, then, the Lord said, if you're thirsty, won't you come drink of the water of life? He said, I'll give it to you freely. In other words, Brother John, if after hearing what John has penned about what the Lord has for those who are saved, if that would pique your interest, that would make you realize the world you're of and are living in is nothing. And you want that? If there's any longing on the inside that you want that, He said the only way to get it is to come to Christ. Get a drink.
Amen.
You see, the fact is everybody ain't going to heaven. You say, but somebody told you. I can't help what somebody told you. Tell you what Jesus told you. If you're thirsty, you got to come to Him. If you long for this, you got to come to Him. Is there anybody here today thirsty? Boy, the saints of God have shouted and we've been excited and we've been stirred and we've been made to feel that blessed hope again. There's probably somebody here this morning. You're so empty on the inside. You've tried everything there is to try in this world. This world's eat you alive. Can I tell you, Jesus will never do you wrong. Jesus will never do you wrong. You don't come get saved to get all your troubles taken away. You come to get saved to get your sin dealt with. When you get saved, you're still going to have troubles, but you got a Savior that walks with you along the way. Amen. Anybody here today thirsty? Jesus said, come. I'll give you a drink of the water of life. And it won't cost you what it costs to buy a fifth. It won't cost you what it costs you to buy a bag. It won't cost you whatever the rate is on the street corner. He said, Gerald, he said, you can have it freely. Only thing you got to do to get a drink is want it.
Amen.
Come and believe. Jesus said, it's yours. Stand together. I'm done. We win. Child of God, we win. Sinner friend, we win.